This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. After a little bit of backing and forthing by the White House today, it looks like the meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is, in fact, on for sometime later this spring. Surprising is one good word for how the whole thing went down last night. Why now is another. The Trump administration and a lot of the commentary on this story today have said, in basically these words, hey, look, sanctions work. We asked Marketplace's Aaron Schrank to check that out.
The United Nations has been sanctioning North Korea since the regime's first nuclear test in 2006. Those measures have focused mostly on its weapons programs. Abe Denmark runs the Asia program at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. He says the sanctions approach started to change at the end of Barack Obama's presidency.
In 2016, the Obama administration got a resolution through the UN Security Council focusing on reducing North Korea's ability to interact with the global economy.
President Trump built on that, putting sanctions on companies and people who do business in North Korea, especially in China. Denmark says the recent focus is on cutting off North Korea's access to international capital and resources.
So that means clamping down on the banking sector, but most significantly, it meant reducing trade in coal and targeting oil trade and North Korean labor exports.
Evan Medeiros at the Eurasia Group says there's no question that all those North Korean exports have declined.
The problem is that there's very little hard quantifiable evidence that denying them exports of these commodities and these raw materials has had a significant effect on the finances of the government because the North Koreans are master smugglers.
The question is it these new economic sanctions that have forced North Korea to set up direct talks with the West? That's hard to say, says Jim Walsh at MIT's Security Studies program.
And everyone's saying that. I am really skeptical about that. First of all, what's the evidence for that? We have sanctions, they changed their policy, therefore the sanctions caused the change of policy. Really, that's what you're going to say?
President Trump says the North Korean sanctions will remain in place until North Korea agrees to denuclearize, but it's still unclear what that means. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.